弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们每一次早上来到神家来亲近神，我们心里面都很喜乐的哈。
Every time we come to God's house to draw near to the Lord, we so rejoice.
我刚才在唱诗的时候，我想起来戴季中牧师上次来的时候，他跟我们说神家的骆驼很多，鹿很少。
As we were singing the songs, I remember Pastor James Taylor.Last time he came to us, he said that there are a lot of camels in God's house, but very few deers.
因为鹿是常常每一天都要喝新鲜的溪水。
Because deer needs fresh water every day.
骆驼可以喝一次，一个礼拜不用再喝了。
But camels can just drink once a week.
但是你如果真是骆驼的话，也还勉强可以。
But it's okay if you are really camels.
最怕你是鹿，但是一天只喝一次，一个礼拜只喝一次。
But what we are afraid of is that you are actually deer, but you only drink once a week.
那是其他天都很渴的。
Then you will be thirsty every other day.
所以我也希望我们基督徒不是只有礼拜天很喜乐。
And I hope we Christians don't just rejoice on Sundays only.
要借着 worship team, 要借着教会，我们才能碰到神，才能喝到水。
That we can only encounter God and drink water through the help of worship teams.
而是我们每一天都能喝到水。
But that we get to drink from the Lord every day.
就算我们还没有操练到每一天都能喝到水。
We might not be able to drink every day.
那你就礼拜天像骆驼一样喝多一点。
Then at least on Sunday, drink a lot more.
让我们可以熬到下礼拜。
So that we can last through the week.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们还是希望我们真的每一个人都跟神有个别的关系。
But we really hope that we will all have personal relationship with the Lord.
因为今天又是 Combine Meeting, 所以我再回到讲圣经人物这个主题。
Since today is another Combine Meeting, so we'll go back to talk about the Bible characters.
在我才讲了两个题目以后，就有很多的弟兄姊妹，也包括年轻人，跟我有一些的 feedback.
After I preached the two sermons on the Bible characters, a lot of people gave me feedback, including the young people.
觉得我们借着一系列讲圣经的人物，可以帮助我们更熟悉圣经。
Because we believe that through going through the Bible figures, we will get to more.Be more familiar with the Bible.
而且可以从他们的身上能够学到很多属灵的原则，得到很多榜样学习。
And then we can also learn from these role models and learn.
所以现在可能会多挑了一些哈。
Now, I might preach more.
但是就算多挑，还是要精挑细选的挑。
But I still have to be very careful which one to choose.
因为圣经上的人物实在太多了。
Because there are too many Bible characters.
所以我就发现有一个姊妹写信出来问说，你会不会讲这个人、这个人、那个人啊？
And then a sister sent me an email asked, would you preach on this person, this person, this person?
可能都是他们小组里面小孩子的名字。
And then all the names of the children in their small group.
那这下我完蛋了，因为我不讲好你们一样。
So now, it's very tough for me because if I don't preach on them, I might offend you.
所以如果我没有讲到你的话，不是你不重要哈。
So if I did not preach about you, it's not because you're not important.
像例如说 Jonathan, 我也很想讲，我可能没有时间讲他。
Just like Jonathan, I want to preach about, but I might not have enough time.
我可能很想讲路德，但是我没有时间讲他。
Or Ruth.
这个于师母也跟我推荐一个姊妹，我说对不起，我可能没有空讲她。
Sister Nancy also recommended a sister for me to preach on. I said, sorry, I might not have enough time.
你去看圣经人物，你可以有很多角度去看她的。
Because you can see Bible characters from many angles.
你可以从得胜者的角度去看她。
From the angle of being overcomers.
你可以从扭转局面她这个角度去看她。
Or how they turn around the situation.
那我们这一次要配合今年的主题是愿爱你的人如日头出现光辉烈烈。
But for this series, we want to match the theme of this year, that may those who love the Lord be like the rising of the sun in its strength.
所以每一个人物我在挑选的标准或是我要强调的点，一个是他跟神的关系，一个是他对人对神家的影响力。
Therefore, when I choose these Bible characters, I base on two principles. One is their spiritual influence.
Yeah.对神的儿女们的影响力，所以我们今年希望有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
So we hope that this year there will be more people rising up, who love the Lord.
这些人在神所量给他的范围内，能够成为一个有影响力的人。
So that in the realm, in the boundaries that God has allotted them, that they will be.Influential.
所以你不要觉得你不是传道人或你不是美国总统，所以你影响力有限，你就不想听了。你要在你能够影响的范围内， 要充分地去影响别人。
So please do not think that you are not a preacher, you're not a pastor, you're not a president, so you might not influence other people. But you can be influential in the space that God has allotted you.
至少有一件事情我们可以做的哈。
At least one thing we can do.
我们能够把神的同在、神的祝福带给我们周围的人。
That we can bring God's presence and God's blessings to people around us.
如果你能够更往前跨一步的话，你能够增加你旁边人的价值。
Or even one step further, you can increase the value of people around you.
让他在神的面前能够长进，让他在人的中间能够有用。
So that they can grow before God and they can be more useful among men.
不光是对我们的孩子，对我们的家人，对我们的同事朋友，对弟兄姊妹，我们都要能够增加他们的价值。
So not only to our children, our family, our colleagues, and our brothers and sisters, we should all increase their values.
让他们能够从我们的身上得到真正的祝福。
So that they can receive true blessings from us.
今天我要讲第三个人物，讲摩西。
So today I'm going to talk about the third Bible character, Moses.
那摩西又是一个很大的人物了。
Moses was a great character in the Bible.
但是他跟我们都是很有关系的。
But it has all to do with us.
摩西对以色列人来说就有点像他们的民族英雄一样。
So to the Israelites, Moses was like their national hero.
我们94年到以色列地去的时候。
1994, I went to Israel.
我们是从约旦然后过约旦河进迦南地。
We enter into the land of Canaan through Jordan and crossing the Jordan River.
在我们进去之前，他们带我们到披斯加山，就像摩西可以看整个迦南地的那个角度去看。
Before we enter Israel, the tour guide took us to Mount Pisgah, where we get to see the view where Moses saw.
就是等一下我们生命记要讲的摩西在摩押平原最后讲生命记的地方。
So that's where as we would talk about in our Sunday school afterwards.Where Moses preached the message of Deuteronomy.
我记得是那个时候，我们的导游告诉我们说，为什么摩西的尸首找不到。
I remember at that time our tour guide told us why the reason why Moses' body was not found.
神让摩西的尸首让百姓们找不到他。
So God allowed it that people could not find the body of Moses.
他说如果神的百姓找得到摩西的尸首，他们可能都不想进迦南了。
Because the tour guide told us if people of God were able to find the body of Moses, they probably would not want to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们实在太敬仰他。
Because they respected, honor him too much.
这个人非常有影响力哈。
Because he was such an influential person.
我们先看我给大家的纲要的第四段。
So let's look at the fourth paragraph of our outline.
就是摩西跟神的关系使他能够完成最艰巨的挑战和使命。
That Moses' relationship with God enabled him to accomplish the most difficult challenge and commission.
在这里我列了三节的经文，我们就念第一段的经文，《生命记》34章第10节到12节。
So let's read the first passage, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 10 to 12.
这是摩西死了以后，圣经上神给他的评语。
This is God's comment for Moses after he died.
中国人说盖棺论定。
As we Chinese says that you can only judge a person after he's dead.
你还没有跑到终点以前，你所有的表现还不是你最后的结论。
Because without reaching to the end, all of your accomplishments are not final.
所以能够 finish well, 好能够善终，能够跑得好，跑到路终是很大的挑战。
So it is a great challenge to finish well and finish to the end.
在这里圣经上说，以后以色列中再也没有兴起先知像摩西的。
It says since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses.
这一位先知在神的眼中太特别了。
Because this prophet was so unique and special in God's eyes.
在这里讲到他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
It says here that whom the Lord knew face to face.
所以第一件事情，神夸奖摩西，他跟神之间是一个面对面的关系。
So first thing that God praised Moses because he had a face-to-face relationship with God.
是一个非常特殊的关系。
This is a very special relationship.
第二个。
Secondly.
十一节，耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切的臣仆，并他的全地行各样的神迹奇事。
That in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt before Pharaoh.
第二个讲到他对仇敌。
Toward the enemy.
对反对神旨意生儿女的人。
To those who are against God and God's will.
他真的是神家的战车马兵。
He was the horse and chariot in God's house.
所以埃及人不准神的百姓出埃及。
When Egyptians would not allow the Israelites to leave Egypt.
那摩西成为神手中一个合用的器皿，来扭转了整个局面。
And Moses became a vessel in God's house, in God's hands, that he was able to turn the whole situation around.
神的权柄、神的旨意、神的能力，借着摩西通行在地上。
That God's will, God's authority, and God's power all.Were able to show forth through Moses.
对，一个灾接一个灾接一个灾，降了十个灾，让法老只好松手，让百姓们出埃及。
So one plague after another, after another, after 10 plagues, finally Pharaoh could not help but let Israelites go.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的力量。
So this is a great power.
这是一个仇敌害怕的力量。
And this is power that the enemies are afraid.
第三个。
Thirdly.
十二节。
Verse 12.
他又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。
And by all thy mighty power and great terror, which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
第三面说到他在神百姓中间，在神儿女们面前，他所发挥、所带下来的影响力。
And that is his influence before God's children and God's people.
好的，有多少的难处，尤其在出了埃及之后，要走四十年，要带到迦南地来。
There were so many difficulties and obstacles, especially after they left Egypt. In the wilderness for 40 years, he had to lead God's people.
他们一个难处又一个难处。
So they went through one obstacle after another.
一个挑战又一个挑战。
One challenge after another.
你看，从一开始就碰到那么大的难处。
Since the very beginning, they encountered such great difficulties.
前面是红海，无路可走。
They were facing the Red Sea. There was no way.
后面是法老的追兵，马上就到了。
And behind them were the army of Pharaoh. They were soon approaching.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们被弄在一个无路可走的局面。
So the children of God were stuck in a way that there was no way out.
我不晓得今天在座有没有弟兄姊妹，你觉得目前你无路可走了。
I don't know if any of you felt that now you have no way out.
可能我们都有难处，还不至于到这个地步。
Maybe our difficulties are not as severe as what they were facing.
从外面来看，当时以色列的路就是死路一条。
Outwardly, it seems that the only way for the Israelites was to die.
前面是红海，真的是没路嘛。
They were facing the Red Sea. There was no way.
你就算有几个这个游泳校队哈，那其他两三百万人怎么办
？Maybe a few could probably swim through the Red Sea, but what about the others?
前面没路，后面埃及的追兵就来了。
There was no way in front of them, and then behind them there was an army of Pharaoh approaching.
但是你看看摩西那个杖一指整个红海，分开来。
But look at Moses as he stick out his staff, the entire Red Sea parted.
而在旷野里面更不要说了，有多少的难处，他。带百姓一关过一关。
Even more so in the wilderness, that he led the people of Israelites through many difficulties one after another.
所以当我们今天来看摩西的时候
，So as today we look at Moses,
他在神面前，他那样子讨神喜欢，他影响了神。
Before God, he was so pleasing to God that he was able to influence God.
他在仇敌面前那样子的有权柄，让仇敌在神家、在神儿女们中间的工作被去除。
He was so mighty and full of authority in front of enemies that the work of the enemies were not be able to go through.
然后他带领神的百姓翻山越岭。跋涉长途，能够进到神的应许之地。
And then he was able to lead God's people through mountains and hills all the way to the land of promise.
弟兄姊妹，真的像日头出现，光辉烈烈。
He was really like the rising of the sun in its strength.
所以，当我们今天来看摩西的时候
，As today we look at Moses,
我仍然要说，当我们每一次来看圣经人物
，As I repeatedly say, whenever we look at Bible characters,
你千万不要觉得他是他，我是我。
Please do not feel that he is he and I'm I.
他姓摩，叫西，我姓余，所以跟他无关。
His name is Moses, so it has nothing to do with me.
你每一次读圣经人物，一定要回到新约雅各书第五章，就是以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
Every time we study the Bible characters, we ought to remember what James told us in chapter 5, that even Elijah was just like us, with human nature.
以利亚是个不得了的人哈。
Elijah was also a great Bible character.
他祷告叫天不要下雨，他就好像把天窗唰关起来，天就三年零六个月不下雨了。
When he prayed for no rain, it's as if that he just shut the window of heaven and there was no more rain.
只要我不祷告，天一滴雨都不掉。
He was so confident he was able to say that if I don't pray, there will be no rain.
三年零六个月以后，他又祷告，把天窗唰一下拉开来。 大雨倾盆而下。
And after 3.5 years, he once again prayed as if he opened the gate of heaven and the water just poured down.
你说怎么可能有这样子的人？
Say, how could it be there was such a person?
你说这个人跟我有什么关系？
And what does this person have to do with me?
但是圣经却说以利亚跟我们是有一样心情的人。
But yet the Bible says Elijah was just like us with human nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要在这里马上给自己找个理由，我不是他，我不可能。
So please do not come quickly to a conclusion that I'm not Moses, so this is impossible for me.
对，神可能没有要把300万个人交给你。
Yes, God may not commit 3 million people in your hands.
但是神可能把你周围的人，这十几个人、20几个人交在你的旁边。
But God might have committed people around you, maybe 10 or 20 people in your hands.
神可能把200-300个人摆在你旁边。
Or maybe God has placed 200 or 300 people around you.
可能有一天神把2-3千个人摆在你旁边。
Maybe one day God will place 2 or 3,000 people around you.
但是我们都需要在神量给我们的范围内，我们成为一个有正面影响力、带下神祝福的人。
So we ought to be the positive influential with God's to bring down God's blessings within the boundaries that God has set us.
所以我们要来看摩西得胜的秘诀。
So as we want to see the secrets.To Moses' victory.
我们看见圣经里面有三次说到摩西是与神面对面的关系。
For 3 times, the Bible says Moses had a relationship with God, which was face to face.
除了我们刚刚读的《申命记》34章以外
，besides Deuteronomy chapter 34, we just mentioned.
在出埃及记33章11节也提到，耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
Also in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend.
啊，他跟摩西之间的关系是这样子的亲密，哈，这样子的真实，这样。
God has such a real intimate relationship with Moses.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们跟神之间的关系是。只是相信他，但是却很 distant 哈、
so it's our
很陌生。
It's our relationship with the Lord. It's only believing, but yet kind of distant.
还是我们跟他真的像朋友一样，很亲很熟。
Or we're just like friends with him, that we're very familiar, very intimate.
这个朋友跟你只是点头之交，或者只是知道，那是很大的不同的。
There's a big difference between being a friend or being a mere acquaintance.
我2个礼拜前突然收到我高中这个一个最好的同学，他来美国看看他女儿，打电话来哈，就我们好多年没有见面联络上。
2 weeks ago, I received a phone call from a good friend of mine at high school. He came to United States to visit his daughter. We haven't seen for a long time.
那他真的是我高中里面最好的朋友。
He was one of my best friends at high school.
然后我们很多东西都一起分享，很多的事情彼此都了解的。
We shared many things and we understood each other.
以前有两个人一起去参加一个艺术馆的画展哈。
There were 2 people who went to museum to visit.
然后他们看到一幅画很漂亮哈，这个画的海岸，然后画着那个云彩、太阳都非常漂亮。
And they went to the art exhibit and they saw a painting that was very beautiful, with the sun and the ocean and.
那其中有一个人说，他到底是在画晨曦呢，还是在画晚霞呢？
So one of the two asked, "Is this a sunrise or sunset?"
另外一个人说，哦，绝对是晚霞。
The other says, "I'm sure this is sunset."
他说你怎么知道？
I said, "How do you know?"
他说因为这个画家我认识。
Because he says, "Because I know this artist."
他从来没有在早上9点钟以前起过床的。
Because he never get up before 9 o'clock in the morning.
他哪里看过晨曦的？
So he has never seen sunrise. It must be sunset.
这是朋友才知道的，对不对？
Because only his friends knows.
所以朋友其实了解很多的。
So actually, your friends know a lot about you.
仆人不知道主人的事情。
The servants might not understand the master.
只有朋友才知道的。
But only friends.
弟兄姊妹，摩西跟神之间像朋友一样。
But yet Moses was just like a friend to God.
神有。心事、神的情绪、神想做什么，他通通都知道。
That he was able to understand God's heart and God's emotions and God's feelings.
那我们今天跟神的关系常常是建立在我们的需要上。
But today our relationship with God is built upon our needs.
缺少那种朋友，更不要说知心朋友的那种情谊啊。
We lack the friendship, the intimate friendship with God.
以前有一个家，他们搬到美国中西部的一个小town里面去。
There was a family who moved to Midwest in America.
这个男主人周末就在门口洗车啊。
So the man of the house was washing the car on weekend.
啊，他有一个邻居经过了，就是想要来认识新邻居，来跟他打招呼。
And a neighbor passed by, and he wanted to say hi to meet this new neighbor.
他说：“哇，你这个车子真好啊！”他说：“这是你的车吗
？”So the neighbor said, "Wow, this is a nice car. Is this car yours?"
啊，这个男主人说 ：“Sometimes, 就是有时候是我的。
”So the husband says, "Yes, sometimes."
啊，所以这个朋友，这个邻居就很好奇，他说：“为什么是 sometimes？”
So the neighbor was curious, "Why do you say sometimes?"
他说：“因为我女儿要开 party 的时候，这是她的，是我女儿的车。
”And then he says, "When my daughter needs to go to a party, this is her car."
啊，当有球赛的时候，就变成我儿子的车。
When there's a ball game, then that's my son's car.
当我每次被他洗得很干干净净的时候，就变成我太太的车。
Then after I wash it very clean, it becomes my wife's car.
等到需要洗车、需要加油的时候，就变成我的车。
But if the car needs to get gas or needs to be washed, then it's my car.
啊，所以他说 ，Yes, it's my car now. 他现在是我的车。
So the man says, "Yes, it's my car now."
因为他正在洗车。
Because he was washing the car.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们跟主之间的关系是不是这样
？So is this also our relationship with God?
啊，主啊，我们是属于你，我们都是你的百姓。
And when we say, "Lord, we belong to you. We are your people."
啊，我们唱的那么感动，主，我永远属于你。
We sing it with such a joy, Lord, we belong to you forever.
可是主要用我们的时候常常用不到。
But yet, if the Lord wants to use us, He doesn't get to.
只要等到我们出问题了，弄得全身都脏了，没有油了，我们才来找神。
But whenever we get into trouble, we are all dirty all over, then we come back to God.
这个就像很多人这个难得去亲近神，碰到很大的困难的时候才来找神。
Like a lot of people, they only go to find God and draw near to God whenever they are in trouble.
那么民数记十二章第七节第八节，他又说：“我的朋友摩西不是这样，他是在我的全家境中，我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语。”
Yeah, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7-8 says, "Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, not in dark sayings."
啊，你看神对法老、对尼布甲尼撒都是用异象、异梦，他们看都看不懂。
Because when God spoke to Pharaoh or Nebuchadnezzar, He used visions and dreams that they could not understand.
他对摩西都是明说的。
But yet He would speak plainly to Moses.
啊，不用你猜，不用你去误会。
There would be no room for guessing or misunderstanding.
就像我上次讲的那个美国人急得不得了，要去北京赶飞机场，这个司机听不懂英文哈，他就比了个飞机的样子。
As I shared with you before, an American went to Beijing and he was in a rush to go to the airport, but he, because the cab driver could not understand English, so he was trying to make look like an airplane.
他就把他带到全聚德烤鸭店去了。
And the cab driver took him to a place where they sell Peking duck.
啊，另外一个观光客到以色列地区，他要想去看哭墙，不会讲英文啊，英文的哭墙怎么讲？不会。
There was another a tourist in Jerusalem. He wanted to visit a wailing wall, but he did not speak English. He didn't know how to express himself.
除了 ABC， 我想我们很多人也不晓得这个哭墙怎么讲哈，所以他不知道怎么讲，他就说这是你们百姓最喜欢去那边哭啊啊，这个很难过的时候在那边，有时候激动了还会去撞墙的地方。
So he tried to explain the name Wailing Wall to the cab driver. So he said, "This is a place where you Israelites like to go and like to cry. And sometimes when you get too emotional, you might want to bend your head." On that thing.
你去以色列看他们祷告常常这样子的。
Because if you go to Israel, you will see people praying like that in front of the wailing wall.
所以那个计程车司机就马上把他带到以色列国税局大厦去了。
So the cab driver immediately took this tourist to the IRS in Israel.
啊，他们每次很难过、很生气的跑去。所以神对摩西都不这样讲的，都是明说的。
But yet, God did not speak to Moses like that. He would speak to Moses plainly.
啊，他心情不好，他生气了，他干嘛？通通告诉摩西。
He would tell, God would tell Moses everything, including his emotions and bad moods.
所以你不要以为亲近神是一件苦差事。
But please do not think that it's such a difficult task to draw near to God.
你也不要觉得亲近神是那种研究所般的哈，是那种摩西级的人。
And please do not think that drawing to God is something of graduate level thing to do.
你看到我们今天的背诵经文，《哥林多后书》三章十五节、十六节。
Like the today's memory verses,
他说他们的心几时归向主，帕子几时就除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。然后我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。你看见了没有？要能够看见神是很容易的事情。
You see, it's very easy to see God.
当我们的心几时转向主，
Whenever we turn to the Lord,
帕子几时就除去，
that the veil is taken away.
我们可以敞着脸见着他，
that we can behold him face to face.
那这个帕子到底是什么？
So what is that veil?
这就是仇敌给我们的蒙蔽啊。
It is the blockage from the enemy.
他明明就在这里，只要不要这么大这么厚的，只要一个布就让我看不到他了。
So, God is just right in front of us, but with the thin paper like this, that will block our vision.
所以仇敌把这么宝贵的真理和应许给我们 block。
So, the enemy is blocking us from seeing this precious truth.
让我们看不见，让我们信不来。
So that
让我们进不入。
So we cannot see, we cannot believe it, we cannot enter into it.
所以神同在对我们常常是很抽象很遥远的事情。
So God's presence sometimes is just so distant and kind of abstract.
但是圣经告诉我们只要及时转向主。
But yet the Bible tells us whenever we turn to the Lord,
帕子几时就除去了。
Then the veil is taken away.
但是我们也不能够忘记马太福音第五章主耶稣的教导第八节哈，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And we also should not forget Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, where Jesus told us, Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
好，所以我们在神面前不光是不信哈，或是仇敌的蒙蔽让我们看不见主。
So sometimes it's because of our unbelief and also because of the deception of the enemy that we cannot see God.
而是神说我们需要清醒。
But yet, a lot of times we need to have a pure heart.
啊，我们有太多的事情思虑烦恼，太多主以外的贪爱，太多不肯顺服的地方，啊，太多的仇敌，不是太多的偶像在我们的心中，让我们看不见神。
Sometimes we have too many worries, and then there are a lot of idols in our hearts or deceptions that block us from seeing the Lord.
啊，所以我们要带着简单的信心，带着活泼的盼望，带着最深的渴慕来亲近他。
So we ought to come before the Lord with this simple faith, a living hope, and a desire to see God.
啊，假装我现在告诉你说，在那个房间里面有一个贵宾等着要见你。
If I tell you that in that little room there's a special guest that wants to see you.
然后我不告诉你他是谁。
But I won't tell you who that is.
所以在你走进那个房间之前，你心里面充满了期望，充满了问题，到底是谁？
So before you enter into that room, your heart will be full of expectations and curiosity who that is.
对不对？因为你不知道谁在里面。
Isn't it? Because you don't know who is
there. 因为还没有看到他。
Because you have not seen him.
等到你打开门一看。
But after you open the door and see,
啊，原来是已经十年不见的妈妈在里面。
It's your mom whom you have not seen for 10 years.
啊，或是你这个最敬仰的一位人突然在里面。
Or someone you respected so well that he's there.
啊，或是你最讨厌的人在里面。
Or someone that you dislike the most.
所以你看到不同的人，你一定有不同的反应。
Upon seeing different people, you will have different reactions.
这个叫做相会，这个叫做面对面。
And that is called encountering face to face.
所以当我们真正遇见神的时候，
So if we truly encounter God,
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面一定会有反应的。
There has to be reaction, response within us.
这是 divine encounter, 神圣的相会。
And that is called divine encounter.
所以我们一定要不满意于我们只有这个外面的这个遗文旧样，或是只是在外面的敬拜。
So let us not be satisfied and settled with our worship and formality.
摩西是跟神是有面对面的关系。
Because Moses had a relationship with God that is face to face.
他不是用肉眼看见他。
He did not see God with his fleshly
eyes. 希伯来书告诉我们，他如同看见那不能看见的神。
The author of Hebrews tells us that he saw God as if he saw God who is invisible.
这是信心的境界，这是信心。
In other words, this is all happening in the realm of faith. This is
the story of faith. 慧前在这里唱诗哈。
As we were singing songs before,
主，我们在这里渴慕他，我们像鹿渴慕溪水。
We said, Lord, we long after you as deer panteth for the water.
他说到我们的灵单单的降服于你。
And our spirit just long after thee.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我不知道当我们这样子唱的时候，我们是不是有对象？
But whenever we sing a song like this, do we have an object? Do we have an audience?
还是我们只是一个情绪的发泄，甚至是属灵情绪的发泄？
Or is it mere expression of our spiritual emotion?
有对象就是不一样的。
It makes a great difference if we do have an audience.
所以主耶稣教导我们祷告，也说你们要祷告你们在暗中的父，那是有对象的。
When the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he says, "Pray to your Father who is in secret."
求神帮助我们，这是摩西得力的秘诀。
May the Lord help us, because this is the secret to Moses' strength.
所以他跟神这样子的关系，使他能够胜了世界。
Because of this special relationship with God, that Moses was able to overcome the world.
觉得世界对你有吸引力，有捆绑，或是就是你脱不了世界的，请举手，好不好？
Please raise your hand if you feel that the world has such a strong temptation, the impact and power over you.
哇，我们教会这么多得胜者。
Wow, we have so many overcomers in this.
能不能请刚刚没有举手的现在举手哈，就表示你胜了世界的。
Please raise your hand.
那其他人呢？
If you overcome the world, what about the others?
已经被世界淹没了是吧？
You're all drowned in the world already.
你说世界对我们到底有没有吸引力？
So, does the world have attraction appeal to us?
你看年轻人点头的比大人多，我们要真实一点哈。
Young people are more real and truthful.
对不对？世界对我们太有吸引力了。
Yes, there's so much temptation, attraction from the world.
但是我跟你说哈。
But let me tell you.
我们中间大概没有几个人可以比得上摩西的。
But I'm sure very few of us can be even compared with Moses.
因为整个世界其实在他眼前随便他挑的。
Because the whole world was before him, was for him to choose.
当传说中他有可能成为法老的继承人，可能的继承人之一。
The rumor says that he could be one of the successors of Pharaoh.
圣经上说他在埃及学会了埃及一切的学问。
Because the Bible says he had learned all the knowledge in the land of
Egypt. 这是皇家的教育，最高级的教育。
He received a royal education, the highest education in Egypt.
世界的荣华富贵都在他的眼前。
So all the luxuries and the pleasures of the world were in front of him.
权力、地位、将来荣耀的前途都在他的身上。
All the power, all the future, and everything was before his eyes.
弟兄姊妹，然后他又长得俊美。
And also he was very handsome.
说话行事都有能力，那不想迷倒多少人。
And he was very powerful in his speech and his actions. He must be so attractive.
今天我们所有羡慕在世界上追的想得到的东西，在他身上几乎都有。
Everything that we long or we want to pursue in this world, he had it all.
我们现在有人为了 iPad 还去卖肾去买 iPad， 他多的都不知道拿来干什么。
We heard that there were people even trying to get an iPad through selling their kidneys. But for Moses, he had everything.
弟兄姊妹，他这个人说什么有什么。
Whatever he wanted, he could get it.
但是我们看希伯来书十一章二十四节到二十七节。
But yet Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24 to 27.
他说摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他放下了他荣耀的前途。
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter. So by faith, he laid down his wonderful future.
底下说到他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得着的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕亡辱，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。所以你在这里发现他不光是把将来荣耀的前途可能当法老的这个机会放掉了。
So not only that he laid down his bright future and the possibility of becoming the next Pharaoh，
在埃及王宫中所有的荣华富贵最终之乐他也愿意宁可放下来。
And he was also willing to lay down all thepassing pleasures of sin and all the luxuries in the palace.
你如果把希伯来书这个东西摆在一起对比的话，就是一个是跟神的百姓受苦害，一个是在埃及王宫享受最终之乐，两个摆在一起。
So if you put the two together, one is to suffer affliction with God's people and another is to enjoy all the pleasures of sin in the palace.
能够丢掉埃及王宫的这个享乐跟最终之乐已经不容易了，更不要说要跟神的百姓同受苦害。
It's already difficult to lay down all the pleasure in the palace, and let alone that he also was willing to suffer afflictions with God's people.
我想讲的实际一点，你看有时候我们碰到爱吃的东西要不吃很委屈哈。
Let's be more practical. Let me give you another example. If we cannot eat the things that we want to eat, it's already very difficult.
你看昨天在 campus 这个刘烨王新家里面那么多 Coke, 我一罐都没喝。
Last night at the campus fellowship, there were a lot of Coke, and I could not drink.
那这不容易的得胜，对不对？
It was already very difficult victory, right?
你们也不要笑啊！以前有一个人，他要减肥，他每次都说甜的东西再也不能吃了。
Don't laugh. There was one person who tried to lose weight, and then he or she would say that I will never eat sweets anymore.
结果有一天，他同事看见他又带了一块甜蛋糕进来吃，那你不是要减肥不吃了吗
？And then one day, a coworker saw this person brought a piece of cake to work, and then the coworker said, "Didn't you say that you're gonna lose weight?"
他说这一块不一样，这一块是祷告过的，神许可的。
But then he said, "Oh, this piece of cake is different."Because I pray over this piece of cake, it's different.
他朋友问他为什么
？And his colleagues asked why.
他说我今天上班，我今天来的时候路上经过那个蛋糕店，我就跟主祷告说，如果蛋糕店门口停车位置正好空出来的话，我就可以进去买。
Because this morning on the way to work, I passed by a bakery, and then I pray to the Lord. If there's a parking space right in front of the bakery, then I could park.And then get a piece of cake.
但是结果我在外面绕了八圈以后，果然有个停车位。
So after I circle around the bakery 8 times, finally I found a parking space right in front of the bakery.
你看，又给自己找到借口了哈。
See, I just find another excuse for himself.
还义正言辞的这个 justify 我这个蛋糕是神给的。
And so he justified that this cake is from God.
弟兄姊妹，你要发现，我们要为的神放下最终之乐，或是地上的享受，不是那么容易的事情。
It's not easy to let down.The passing pleasures of sin or the luxuries.
然后底下又是一个对比，为基督受凌辱，还有埃及的财物，两个相比。
There's another contrast. It's the reproach of Christ and the riches and the treasure in Egypt.
你看，我们今天在这里打拼啊，做工啊，换工作啦，加班啦，都是希望自己能够多有一点 income security， 对不对
？So today we work hard, we work overtime, and we change job. It's all because we want to.Make more money to have more security.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Yeah, Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt.
有一次有一个人收到另外一个人写信给他，里面放了几张这个彩券哈 lottery.
Once a person received a letter from a friend.And then inside the mail, there were some lottery tickets.
那个是一个 thank you card. 它里面写的说，我很久以来就一直向你表达对你的感谢。
It was actually a thank you card. The card says that for a long time I wanted to express thanks to you.
所以他说我买了几张这个彩券送给你。
So I bought some lottery tickets for you.
所以他打开来一看，所有的彩券都已经刮开来了。
So after he opened it, all the tickets were already scraped.
他说，但是我很遗憾的告诉你一张。
But regretfully, I need to tell you, none of them got the prize.
对不对？这个，我中了他就不会送了啦。
Because I'm sure if he got a prize, then he would not mail it to his friend.
你发现很多的时候，地上的东西在我们身上就是有这个力量的。
You see that a lot of things in this world just have power over us.
要为主受凌辱不容易啊。
It's hard to go through the approaches for the Lord.
当基督徒没有不付代价的。
No Christian will go through life without paying a price.
在我14岁的时候，我们那时候在台湾要准备考15岁就要考高中哈。
When I was 14 years old, I was preparing to take the entrance exam to high school.
我们那时候常常有模拟考试哈，就是 simulation test， 就是准备将来考联考的。
So that time we had a lot of mock test, simulation test.
像我们全校这个每一个年级有1000多个人，所以你每次差个一两分名次可以差很多的。
Because in our class there were like more than 1,000 people, so what a few points of the test result may get you into a big difference in the ranking.
然后每次考完试，在教会的学校的布告栏里面都贴着这个按着名次牌。
So after every exam, we will see the ranking on all of them.
我记得那时候有一个考题说，请描述人类进化的这个过程及。什么缘由还是原则之类的，他就是要考你，要用进化论来回答。
I remember one of the mock tests is testing the ask you to describe the process of evolution.
那个一题10分的。
And that problem had 10 points.
你知道吗？当我拿到那个题目，就在我里面有个挣扎。我到底应该是照着老师说的写标准答案呢，还是应该照着我所信的人是神所创造的。
So when I got the test, there was immediately a struggle within me. Should I write down the standard answer taught by the teacher, or should I write down according to my own conviction?
人是神所创造的，我就一下子少了十分，我的名次可以掉好几百名。我回家怎么跟爸妈交代
？If I answer according to my conviction and I would say that men are created by God, then immediately my ranking would drop by.Multiple tens. Then how should I explain to my parents? So all Christians will face.
所以我祷告以后，我还是写我们是我信神，人是神所创造的。
So after praying, I wrote down the answer. I believe that we are created by God.
所以我没有拿分，我名次真的掉了好几百名。
So I didn't get the points, and then immediately my ranking dropped a lot.
我那个时候有八个同学。天天都一起读书，一起玩在一起，我们成绩都很好。
At that time, we had eight of us. We were really good friends, and then we all were good students.
我真的是亲如兄弟，好，常常一起在一起。结果突然有一个人，他父亲去世了。
And then we were really close friends, and then all of a sudden, one of them, his father passed away.
所以我们其他七个人一起去参加他的这个家里面的我不晓得叫什么，他们是拜拜的。
So we All seven of us went to their family's funeral.
我们一进去的时候，其他几个人砰一起跪下去，真的就是像尼布甲尼撒王的时候，我所有的朋友全部跪下去。
Soon as we entered into the room, all seven of them just immediately knelt down, like what the Bible says in front of King Nebuchadnezzar, and then they knelt down with incense in their hands.
我就站在那里。
And I stood there alone.
我知道所有的同学都很气我。
I'm sure I know all my friends were mad at me.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道摩西他不怕王怒。
But yet Moses, he was not afraid of the wrath of the king.
他宁可为基督受凌辱，他不要埃及这些财物啊。那我们跟他不能比的。
He rather get the reproach of Christ instead of the treasures in Egypt.
但今天我们在地上多少的事情上我们 compromise?
But yet oftentimes we compromise in so many things.
那摩西能够胜过这些，是因为他如同看见不能看见的神。
The reason that Moses was able to overcome is because he saw him who was invisible.
所以他能够。因着信离开埃及。
Therefore, by faith, he departed Egypt.
今天我们很多的时候，我们已经离不开了。
But yet today, oftentimes we cannot leave anymore.
很多我们生活的习惯、我们的爱好、我们犯罪的这些毛病，或是我们不讨神喜悦的事，我们已经离不开了。
The many things about like our wrong habits and things that do not please God or our sins, we cannot depart from them.
记得我曾经跟你们讲过，在一条河流上有一只老鹰累了停下来，停在一块冰上面休息吗
？Remember a story I told you that once an eagle the eagle was tired and then he landed on a piece of ice, floating ice on the river to rest.
那个冰一直在那里飘，他站在上面休息，他在那里看风景。
As that big piece of ice continued to float and he continued to sit on it.
等到那个兵来到一个高大的瀑布的旁边的时候，他正要起来飞的时候，发现他的脚已经被冰截住了。
And then as the piece of ice approached the end of the river and then approached to the waterfall, the eagle wanted to lift up, but he could not.
他起不来，他就下去跟着下去粉身碎骨。
Because his claws were all stuck on the ice, so he just dropped with the ice and died.
弟兄姊妹，我劝我们众人要常常停下来，在我们最不自由的事情上，让我们看看我们今天是不是自由。
So I would exhort all of us that we can take a pause and look at the things that where we do not have freedom.
我凡事都可行，但是我总不受他辖制。
Yes, we can do everything, but we will not be mastered by them.
很多时候你发现你已经出不来。
Then oftentimes we will see that we cannot get out of it anymore.
要我们连一天不上电脑，很多人都已经做不到了。
For a lot of people,
我说的是 schedule， 有时不是为了公司哈。
For a lot of people, it's even impossible for them to not to get on the computer for one day. I'm talking about for leisure purposes.
有的人连一天电视不看已经做不到了。
Some people cannot be free from watching TV for just one day.
有的人要一天不发脾气已经做不到了。
For some people, they cannot stay from having bad tempers just for one day.
有人要能够从早到晚，今天一天都不说一句不造就人的话、埋怨的话，已经做不到了。
For some people, it's already impossible to not say anything that is bad, not edifying for one day.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情上我们已经不自由。
Because we have lost the freedom in many things.
摩西能够在这么多的东西底下，他能够这样子自由的起来，弟兄姊妹不容易啊，真的不容易。
So the fact that Moses was able to leave Egypt among all these things is not easy at all.
他的秘诀在于与神面对面。
His secret is that he had a relationship with God face to face.
而神却把与主面对面在基督耶稣里做得这么容易，这么真实，这么方便。
But yet God has made it so easy for us and so real for us to meet the Lord face to face in Christ.
这是我们新约子民特别要感谢神的地方。
So this is something that we people who live in the New Testament time should thank God for.
接下来摩西的与神的关系使他只在乎神自己。
And because of his special relationship with God, he only cared about God himself.
我们在出埃及记33章曾经说过，因为百姓拜金牛犊，神生气了。
And in Exodus chapter 33, we talk about that the Israelites were worshipping golden calf and God was mad.
所以神说我不跟你们去了。
And so God says, I will not go with you anymore.
但是因为神是信实的神。
Because God is faithful God.
神说我还会差遣我的使者在你们前面把这些人全部赶掉，把你们带进流奶与蜜之地。
So he says, but I will send my angel to go before you to drive out the enemy so that you can still enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
你发现有没有神 so faithful 这么讲信用的。
See, God is so faithful.
他虽然生气了。
Even though he was upset.
但是我因为答应过你们，我还是带你们去。
But since I've already promised you, I will lead you in.
我自己不去，我派使者去。
I will not go myself, but I will send my angel to lead you.
我不直接帮助你，但是我的使者会把所有的仇敌除掉，所以你们放心。
I will not help you directly, but my angel will help you, and he will drive out all the enemies in front of you. So don't worry.
我当初答应你们，给你们的地是牛奶与蜜之地，现在你们去还是牛奶与蜜之地。
So what I promised you before was a land flowing with milk and honey, and now you, when you go there, the land will still be a land flowing with milk and honey.
整个 promise, 整个应许，还有所有的祝福，通通都没有改变。唯一的不同是神不去而已。
So all the blessings, all the promises were still the same. The only difference is that God will not go himself.
什么祝福，什么应许都在，只有神不在。
All the blessings and promises were still there, except God.
神不去了。
God will not go.
弟兄姊妹啊，要我们，我想我们如果只要祝福还在，还是流奶与蜜之地，还是有神的使者帮助，还是仇敌没有办法胜过我们，我们觉得 good enough.
So what we think is good enough if the promise is still there, the blessing is still there, and then God will send angel to drive out the enemies in front of us.
只要我生病祷告，神就医治；只要我有难处，神就帮我解决；只要我痛苦，神就安慰我，神就给我平安。那够了，够了，够了。
If God will heal my sickness, answer my prayers, and give me peace, and that will be enough.
弟兄姊妹，但是摩西说 no.
But yet Moses says no.
摩西说，如果你不去，就不要带我们去。
He says, if you don't go with us, don't lead us in there.
我们宁可死在这里，不要去了。
I'd rather die here, I will not go.
人在什么事情上知道我跟你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？
Because how would people know that we have received great grace from you?
他说岂不是因为你跟我们一起去，让我和你的百姓跟地上的万民有分别吗？
It's because of your presence that your people and I are separate from the rest of the nations.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做在乎祝福的神胜于神的祝福。
This is what it means that to care about God more than God's blessings.
就是 A.B. Simpson 的诗歌，钱要的是祝福，今要主自己。
This is what the song written by A.B. Simpson says. Before we go for the blessings, and now we go for the one who gives blessings.
这个道理我们都太熟了。
We all know about this.
但是在太多的事情上证明我们所要的其实不是他自己。
But oftentimes many things prove that what we really care is not God himself.
特别是在我们祷告没有得到答应的时候。
Especially when our prayers are not answered.
特别是我们的环境一点没有改善，越变越坏的时候。
Or when our situations not only does not improve but getting worse.
特别是我们的难处越来越厉害的时候，我们会觉得神，你到底在哪里？
Or when our situation become more and more difficult, we will ask God, where are you?
因为我们很容易为着眼见的、感受到的祝福或是难处所影响。
Because we're easily influenced by the visible things and blessings.
但是摩西因为跟神有面对面的关系。
But yet Moses has a relationship with God that is face to face.
他不能够只有神的祝福，却没有神自己。
He could not live, with the blessings and yet without God.
然后他不能够活在没有神同行同在的境界里面。就算世界上所有的东西都给他。
He could not live without walking with God, with God's presence, even if he gained the whole world.
甚至所有属灵的祝福、恩赐、经历都给他，但是如果主不在其中，他也不要。
He could not live without God, even if he get all the spiritual blessings and talents and gifts.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真的在主面前认真，你知道这个件事情的不容易。
If you're really serious before God, then you will know this is not easy.
喜欢讲道的人会希望主，你给我讲道的恩赐和能力。
People who like to preach will pray for the gift of preaching.
我碰到一个弟兄，他就是死命的要神把神医恩赐给他。
I met a brother who earnestly desired the gift of healing.
只要听到哪里有神医，他不辞代价的跑去叫他为他按手，希望能够传点功夫给他。
Whenever there's a, like a healing crusade or meeting, he would go there and ask the miracle healer to lay hands on him so that he too would receive the gift of healing.
Jesus only, Jesus ever, 唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus only and Jesus ever.
第三个，摩西跟神的关系使他能够完成最艰巨的挑战。
Because of his special relationship with God, he was able to accomplish the most difficult challenges and commissions.
刚才我们不仅仅讲过，他能够把神的百姓从埃及里面带出来。
Not only that, he was able to lead God's people out of Egypt.
他一路上过五关斩六将，所有的难处靠着摩西跟神的关系一个一个带过去了。
Through his special relationship with God, Moses was able to overcome hurdles and difficulties one after another.
把他们带到迦南地的边界。
All the way, he was able to lead God's people to the border of Canaan.
但是弟兄姊妹，摩西碰到的难处不光是埃及法老的难处。
So the difficulties that Moses encountered was not only from Pharaoh.
摩西碰到的难处也不是只是在路上有红海。有吃的问题，有喝的问题，有百姓们造反的问题。
So his challenges were not just the Red Sea or the issues with food, drinks, or even rebellion of God's people.
不光本身已经是一个很大的难处，四十年。
But for 40 years, that was already very difficult.
一个更大的挑战是百姓们，这一般的百姓是喜欢埋怨，喜欢惹麻烦，不顺服的一般人。
But a bigger challenge is that these people like to complain and that they're troublemakers.
连圣经上都说他们绝大多数都是神不喜欢的人。
Even the Bible says God disliked them the most. Most of them God displeased.
要成为神不喜欢的人是已经不得了的不好了。
If the Bible says God did not please with them, that was already something.
神连罪人都爱的。
Because God even loves sinners.
这些人不光是罪人，这些人是恶人，你知道吗？
So these people were not only sinners, they were wicked.
哦，他们造反，他们不服，他们亵渎神，他们要打摩西。
They rebelled, they would not submit, they were disobedient, they sinned against God, they even want to kill Moses.
你看看民数记十一章这个摩西的哀歌哈，你看到摩西有很多赞美歌。
So in the book of Numbers chapter 11, it was Moses' lamentation.
你几乎都看到摩西那么忠心耿耿的一个老仆人，你难得看到他这么痛苦。
You hardly see Moses, this faithful old servant of God, express his agony and pain.
很快看完我们就结束。民数记十一章十一节，你为何苦待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩？你竟把管理这百姓的重任加在我身上呢？这百姓岂是我所怀的胎？岂是我生下来的呢？你竟对我说，把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，直抱到你岂是应许给他们的地去。跳到十四节，管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。你看他摩西痛苦成什么？
This was Numbers chapter 11, verse 11 to 15. You see Moses' agony and pain.
我跟你讲，摩西讲这句话的时候，他还不知道前面还有更多不得了的事情。
When Moses talked about this, he did not even know there was even greater affliction in front of him.
他更不知道将来要走四十年。
He did not know that this way would last for 40 years.
他这个痛苦的发表不过是才出埃及十三个月而已。
So he expressed this pain only 13 months after they left Egypt.
啊，前面都是好的，他说神行大能，神帮助他，那百姓也很少埋怨，因为都很 amaze 那个神的大能。
Because before that, only good things happened when they saw the miracles and God's great power, and then people did not complain at that time.
那个百姓们其他那种肉体里面的那些东西都是还没有发觉的。
So the flesh of the people were not manifested yet.
摩西已经受不了了。
But Moses already could not stand it.
哦，你读的时候真同情他。他说：“如果你可能，你干脆现在杀我。”
So when we read this, we really sympathize with Moses that he even say that if I find favor in your sight, please kill me now.
我想到摩西，我很同情他，因为我从来没有在神面前这样祷告过。
I really sympathize with Moses because I never prayed this prayer before.
因为你们实在很可爱。
Because you are all very lovely.
那个摩西那些同伴是很可恶，让他都活不下去了。
But yet the Israelites were very wicked. That Moses could not even live.
而且是像抱孩子。
And then yet God says he was like holding like a nursing child.
讲到这个那种孩子都是不懂得体恤，只会要求，只会闹，不能够分担责任的。
Because those nursing children, they were not mature, they cannot share responsibilities, and they could not understand.
八十岁的老公公要抱着这些，要抱到应许之地去。
This elderly 80-year-old A grandpa had to carry these children to the land of promise.
而且不是抱一两个，抱两三百万个。
He did not hold just one or two, but 2 or 3 million.
我想到都已经不行了。
Can you imagine that?
摩西是真正要带他们去，所以摩西的求死是可以了解的。
So it's easily understood.Understandable that he wanted God to kill himself.
所以以前有个仆人曾经讲这段道的时候，他说：“你看那个小孩子，你带他出去玩，才开车三分钟，他就问你 ‘Are we there yet?’ 我们到了没有？还要多久
？”There was a God's servant share the message that whenever you take a kids out for travel, about 2 or 3 minutes after you leave home, and then they would ask, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
你要开6个小时到8个小时到 San Diego， 他才开了三分钟，你才开了三分钟，他就在问你说到了没？还要多久
？You might be driving on the journey to San Diego. That was an 8-hour trip, and then three minutes later, he would say, "Are we there yet?"
摩西四十年要听他们一直问说 "Are we there yet?"
But for 40 years, Moses had to endure their questioning. "Are we there yet?"
你的孩子问你，顶多在 car seat 上面哭一哭、闹一闹、拳打脚踢而已。
But if your kids ask you the question, at the most, he would just cry or throw a temper tantrum on the car seat.
这些人是拿石头问的。
But yet these people were asking the question with while holding a rock.
弟兄姊妹，你要这不容易啊。
It's not easy at all, brothers and sisters.
所以以前有一个女人家里面的这个水管坏了，她就打电话叫一个 handyman plumber 来修哈。
There was a woman, they had a plumbing issue at home, so she called a plumber.
她跟她说我要上班不在，我把钥匙放在 doorman 底下，你自己进来。
So the lady says, I have to go to work, so I'll leave my key under the doormat, and then you just go ahead and come to my house.
你到我家里面去，你不要怕，我养了一只大狗哈，假装它叫 Mikey 哈，她说它没有我的命令，它不会咬人的，你放心。
And then says, don't worry, we have a big dog named Mikey, but he will not bite anyone without my permission.
但是我只有一件事情提醒你，就是我养了一只鹦鹉哈，它喜欢说脏话，你不要理它。
But then I have a warning that I have a parrot who likes to swear, but don't worry. Don't pay attention.
他怎么骂你都不要理他，你修完你就走就好了。
Whatever the parrot said to you, don't pay attention to it. Just fix the pipe and then leave.
开着门在那里修东西，果然那个鹦鹉在旁边一直骂狗，乖乖的在旁边。
So the plumber went to the house to start fixing the pipe, and just as predicted, the parrot started to swear to the
鹦鹉,
and then the dog was quiet.
吃饱饭没事干的，就他们一直骂，一直骂，一直骂。
So the parrot just would not stop swearing.
他刚开始还忍耐，还是记得这个女主人讲的话，不跟他计较。
So the plumber was trying to hold his temper, trying to remember what the lady warned him.
后来实在受不了了，他就起来 shut up.闭嘴。
And then finally, he couldn't stand it anymore, so he talked to the parents and said, "Shut up."
果然他安静了。
And immediately, the parrot shut up.
啊，正在得意，想说还有用啊。
While he was enjoying,
it, 没想到鹦鹉下一句就学那个女主人的命令，啊，Mikey, bite him.
And then the next thing the parrot did was that it would try to imitate the lady and say, "Mikey, bite him."
啊，叫他去咬他，这个底下就开始听到很凄惨的这个人的。
And now you can hear all the cries and a very miserable scene.
你发现一只鸟都忍受不了的。
See.This person cannot even stand a parrot.
啊，这么短的时间都忍受不了，摩西四十年了。
He could not stand it even for such a short period of time. What about Moses for 40 years?
我只是虽然幽默的讲，但是摩西真是不容易，更大的难处。
Even I say that with humor, but this is really difficult.
只有跟神有对的关系才可能。
Only with a right relationship with God, he was able to accomplish.
求神帮助我们，今天神把。这个与神相会做得这么容易。
May the Lord help us because He already made it so easy for us to encounter God.
清心的人有福了，必得见神。
Blessed are those who are pure in heart, but because they shall see God.
我们的心几次转向主，怕只几次就可以出去。
Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我们可以敞着脸见到他。
That we can face to face see Him.
我们什么时候亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
Whenever we draw near to the Lord, He draw near to us.
弟兄姊妹讲的，我们都心花怒放。
So this really help us.
让我们来享受他。我们在唱刚刚的566首。
Let's learn to enjoy Him.
请 worship team 都出来，好不好？
Let's sing the song 566.
566首
566.
那个第二节，对不起，第三节我们停下来，让 worship team 为我们唱哈。所以一二四我们一起唱。
We will pause when we come to stanza three and just listen to worship team.
这首诗歌说到我们费时虽不多喜乐已难言当我座前小豆流。
It says all the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend.
伏伏你脚前和你面对面交通有如人间有。
When I kneel in prayer and with thee my God, I commune as friend with friend.
这是我们每一个人都可以得到的。
This is something that every one of us can achieve.
预备来，主我是属你，我听你宣告，知你爱我的无比。
而我心渴望跟你心宣告，跟你和你跟你比，心我的眼睛亲爱主，只知你有些。只知你流血身边 更亲近在主，支持你同在中间。
这条副歌连续三次讲到更近更近更近。
For three times in the refrain, it says nearer, nearer, nearer.
你看，更近，更近，更近。好，我们应该跟主就是这样子的。
This shall be our relationship with the Lord.
我们最后在唱这两次副歌的时候，我们闭着眼睛，我们真的就是在信心里面，我们来亲近我们的主。
Let's sing the refrain again with our eyes closed, and in faith we draw near to the Lord.
请我心看见天使在走。
的心何等的感谢你
Lord, our hearts thank you.
虽然天地万物都在改变
Yes, everything in, including heaven and earth are
changing. 但是你的爱从来没有改变
But your love never changes.
你的信实你的应许也从来没有改变
And your faithfulness and your promise never change.
你永远与我们同在
You're always with us.
你乐意与我们亲近
And you're willing to draw near to us.
哦，从前只有摩西好像有这样子特殊的荣誉
It seems like only Moses had that special privilege.
可以常常在信心里面见着你
And that he was able to see you in faith.
但是你今天却把这个权柄赐给了我们一切的儿女
But yet you have given to all of your children today this privilege.
那我们随时可以坦然无惧地来到你施恩的宝座前
That we can come before the throne of grace with boldness and confidence.
哦，我们的心几时归向你，帕子就要被除去
Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away.
让我们可以敞着脸来见着你的
That with unveiled faces we get to behold you
主我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
不让我们以为这是一个遥远高不可及的境界
Please do not let us think that this is a distance something that we can never reach
哦，让我们常常用最简单的信心
That with the most simple faith
常常见着主
That we will often see you
正如摩西能够见着那看不见的主
Just as Moses was able to see him who was invisible
让他能够胜过世界的诱惑
That he was able to overcome the temptation of the world
让他能够面对完成所有的挑战
That he was able to accomplish all of the challenges
主啊帮助我们
Lord help us
帮助我们在人生的路上
Help us in this life journey
活在与你面对面的光景中
That we liveWe are in the relationship face to face with you.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.
为了这样子的权柄，我们赞美你。
We praise you for such privilege.
为着我们的余生可以活在这样子的有福境界，我们赞美你。
We praise you because we can spend the rest of our life in such a blessed realm.
不容许仇敌再来蒙蔽我们。
Do not let the enemy to deceive us anymore.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.